From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio.
Part of the struggle for most any startup is getting funding, and entrepreneurs face round after round of interviews pitching their vision and strategy to potential investors who sometimes make quick judgments on whether to get behind a new business. Raising money is a particular struggle for startups created by people of color and women, even in places like Texas, which brand themselves as business friendly. This is according to data from the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas, which conducts an annual survey of small business owners. From KERA in Dallas, Christina Martinez has more.
About 50 entrepreneurs and investors pack a modern meeting space near downtown Dallas. They're learning about the latest winner of a $100,000 competition for Texas startups led by women or people of color.
Hi, my name's Courtney Caldwell, co-founder and COO of ShareShare.
I'm Dr. Ty Caldwell, co-founder and CEO of ShareShare.
The husband-wife duo from Dallas built ShareShare, an app that matches stylists to empty salon space, and they've just won. They're beauty industry veterans, but new to the tech startup scene. One of their first investor meetings in California didn't go well.
The first thing out of his mouth is, "Oh, I'm kind of glad that you guys are not the average white male graduate from Stanford wearing a V-neck sweater."
That reflects what the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas found in a recent survey, that access to capital is the number one concern for women and non-white small business owners in Texas. Emily Ryder is a community development analyst for the Dallas Fed.
In some cases, women and or people of color may lack some of the more robust business networks that their white male counterparts may have. This can limit opportunities.
According to the U.S. Minority Business Development Agency, people of color are three times more likely to be denied small business loans by banks. Non-white and women entrepreneurs are also more likely to rely on personal savings or credit cards. And when they do secure a loan or an investor, many don't get as much money as their white counterparts. Charles O'Neill heads the Texas Association of African American Chambers of Commerce.
It impacts the kind of investment decisions that those folk with resources make.
He says more business owners are turning to small loans under $50,000. People of color and women are launching their own venture capital funds. But O'Neill says real change won't happen until traditional lenders start signing bigger checks. In Dallas, I'm Christina Martinez for Marketplace.